They entered the shop separately, the woman first, then 5 minutes later the man. They studiously avoided each other's eyes, which can either mean they were hoping to shop alone and were self-conscious, or they were together and pretending not to know each other. She was carrying a high-end shopping bag that somehow smacked of a gentleman's gift, so I got the feeling it was the latter. The woman was in her early 30s, reddish-brown hair below her shoulders, very fair, slight, long-limbed figure with perky breasts and a pretty tush. Perfect for backdoor action, I immediately think. She was wearing a vintage wrap dress with wedge heels, discreet diamond studs in her earlobes, and a Cartier tank watch. A little bohemian and a lot of good taste. I liked her right away. The man was older, mid-late 40s on the tall side, lanky, cat-like, swimmer's built. He looked like a lawyer or a hedge funder. My husband was a banker. With his dart-framed eyeglasses and perfectly tailored English-cut suit that he wears with ease. As he was fingering the delicate merchandise, I noticed his beautiful hands, tastefully accessorized with a vintage Omega watch on one wrist and an old-school ID bracelet on the other. A look that is stylish yet rakish at the same time. Very appealing, actually. Even made my pussy stir, and I'm usually immune. After greeting them separately and offering my assistance if needed, I busied myself with the oh-so-many daily tasks of running a lingerie shop. You know, folding, adjusting the display, checking inventory against the computer, etc. It was all an act because I know where everything is. And anyway, not like I cared about keeping inventory or even about making money at that. Anyway, I was enjoying surreptitiously watching these two uptown hotties dance around each other. He flicked through some sheer bodysuits and bone corsets, occasionally pulling one off the rack and turning it this way and that. I had decided they were together, so I wondered if he was sending her clues as to what he wanted her to try on. Meanwhile, she intently perused my bra collection, focusing on the balconette style, half-cut bras that either leave the nipples exposed or barely covered. She examined them one by one with her well-manicured index finger, like browsing album covers. I know, very Gen X of me. She, too, would pull out one every now and then, turning it this way and that. She also lingered over assorted knickers and thongs. I love all my inventory, but I must commend her on her taste, focusing on items that would look amazing on her. Well, on her tight little body, most things would look good. These two were already turning me on, and I could feel my pussy start to cream. I discreetly observed as she took half a dozen items into a dressing room. A few things she had looked closely at, as well as some of the items he had pulled out and cleverly put back on the display in an offset way for her to pick up. She stepped into the spacious changing stall. There are only two. Since this being such an exclusive shop, it would be unusual to have more than one or two shoppers at a time. The stall has a bench, wall hooks, a high stool, mirrors on three sides, and closes with a draw drape. I smiled to myself as I noticed she didn't close the drape all the way. From where I'm standing at the register, I couldn't see in, but there's another mirror on the other side of the shop that happened to reflect her perfectly. Like I said, I like to watch. Of course, from where the man was standing, he could see her in the foot-wide space between the drape and the wall divider. I settled in on my own high stool and waited for the show to begin. For a moment, I considered going to the back room to insert my butt plug, but I didn't want to miss Act 1.